Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So, if you're one of the many people looking at the new Vault CRM 25R 3.0 release notes right now.
Oh, yeah. It's a big one.
And you're feeling a little overwhelmed, don't worry. Our whole mission today is to be your shortcut.
Right. We're cutting through the noise.
We're going to pull out the most critical, high-impact changes. The stuff that's actually going to change how your teams work.
Exactly. And just to set the stage, let's lock in those dates. The sandbox release is November 20, 2025.
Okay, November 20.
And then production follows on December 4, 2025.
Got it. And look, if there's one massive headline for this entire release, it has to be the introduction of agentic AI.
Absolutely. This is not just some small feature. It's a foundational shift toward intelligent workflows for the field.
And a very industry-specific one at that.
Precisely. We're talking about Viva AI rolling out 4 distinct agents, and this is key. They're all net new and available on iPad from day one.
A huge mobile-first statement right there. Okay, so let's unpack these. Let's start with preparation, the pre-call agent.
This is such a huge time saver. You know how reps spend so much time just digging around?
Clicking through screen after screen?
Exactly. Past calls, sales data, whatever.
Yeah.
The pre-call agent basically kills that whole process. It's an interactive AI chat that pulls all that complex account info together.
So instead of hunting, you just ask.
You just ask. And it gives you one concise, actionable response. You're ready for your next HCP interaction in like a fraction of the time.
That's a huge pain point solved right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're prepped. What about capturing info during or after the call? I see 2 capture agents here. Let's start with the voice agent.
The voice agent is pure efficiency. You dictate your notes, it converts them to text.
Standard stuff so far.
But then it intelligently maps that text directly to the right fields and records in Vault CRM. So you could literally dictate a few sentences and it creates a call report for you.
So it's not just transcription, it's structured data entry.
Exactly. Minimizing that end of day admin work.
Okay, but the next one, the free text agent. This feels like the real game changer here from a compliance perspective.
It absolutely is. What's so fascinating is how it brings the compliance guardrail right to the user in the moment.
How does it do that?
It proactively analyzes the information you're typing into free text fields as you are typing it.
So in real time?
In real time. It flags potential compliance concerns before you can even hit save. The whole point is to give reps the confidence to add detailed, valuable notes without worrying.
The system has their back. I like that. So what's the last one, the content agent?
That would be the media agent. It's another AI chat. This one is designed to help you quickly find product information and, you know, access the right media.
So if an HCP asks a really specific question about a study?
You just ask the agent. It'll give you a clear answer and a direct link to the approved CLM content that supports it. No more fumbling through the media library.
So you're tackling prep, capture, and content access all at once. But an AI is only as good as its training data. How are you ensuring it's up to date?
Right. That brings us to the foundation. Content admins can now manually refresh the vector database, which is available on the browser.
The vector database being the AI's approved library of knowledge.
Exactly. This refresh process ensures the AI agents are always working off the absolute latest approved materials. It's a critical piece of the puzzle.
Okay, so if agentic AI is revolutionizing the front end, there's another update here that feels like it's revolutionizing the back end. CLM as document model. This sounds huge.
It is a massive foundational shift for the whole platform. We are saying goodbye to complexity in content governance.
What does that mean in simple terms?
It means your CLM content, so your presentations and slides, is moving away from the old object model. It's now going to use the standard Vault document and binder architecture.
So it behaves just like a regular Vault document.
Precisely. And the strategic why behind that is platform simplicity. It means CLM now gets all the core Vault platform capabilities, robust security, life cycles, versioning, audit trails.
The same controls that PromoMats and Medcom's content already use.
Yes. It standardizes everything. It unifies the governance of all your regulated content in one place.
And I see something here tied to that. Syncing and mapping the product hierarchy from PromoMats to Vault CRM.
That's right. That's all about making sure the data is standardized across the board, which makes your reporting way more powerful and reliable.
Okay, shifting gears a bit to channels. I have to admit, I did a double take when I saw this. Approved email is adding. Send a fax.
It's surprising in 2025, isn't it? But it shows a laser focus on specific regulated markets where, you know, secure paper delivery is still a requirement.
So this is a brand new secure channel.
It's net new, available on browser and iPads starting December 4th. lets a user securely fax a document to an HCP.
Well, what are the guardrails? I imagine compliance teams would have questions.
Of course. It's fully featured, it has templates, personalization with tokens, usage tracking, and crucially, its own consent management just for the fax channel.
And for admins.
There's a new fax administration screen on the browser. They can see all the authorized numbers and monitor usage to make sure everything stays within limits.
Got it. Necessary control. And speaking of expanding how people can work, we've got a new platform beta.
We do. Vault CRM for Windows is now in beta. This is a big deal for expanding our reach.
What is it exactly?
It's a standalone application for Windows. End users can sync their data and content and do their essential work even if they're completely offline.
So it gives more flexibility to reps who might use, say, a Windows laptop for some tasks and their iPad for others.
Exactly. And for IT, the deployment is straightforward. It supports mobile device management, or MDM, to keep things simple.
Let's jump into some of the core workflow updates. I'm seeing some nice things for key account managers here.
Yes, a couple of great time savers for account planning. First, you can now apply a product plan.
So you can just import predefined strategies and tactics.
Right, instead of building them out from scratch every single time. And second, and I know a lot of people wanted this, you can now export account plans directly to a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, that's huge. That cuts out hours of manual copy-pasting just to prep for an internal review meeting.
A total administrative dream.
Okay, how about events management?
A few key things here. For business continuity, admins can now define delegate approvers for object workflows.
Meaning if the main approver is on vacation, the event request doesn't just get stuck.
It doesn't stall, exactly. And for data quality, you can now merge duplicate walk-in attendees into existing records. Just helps keep the data clean.
I also saw nice detail for our Japanese users.
Yes, this is a great usability win. You can now search for event attendees and speakers by furigana on the browser.
So you can search by the phonetic spelling, not just the kanji.
Which is a huge help. It's a small detail, but with a really high impact for those users.
Okay, let's look at Campaign Manager. I see two updates that seem to really improve the collaboration between marketing and the field.
They do, and they really shift the dynamic to give the field more ownership. First, Campaign Manager can now send field actions, which are basically suggestions to end users.
Like a prompt to make a call or send a specific email.
Exactly. It helps align the field execution with the overall marketing strategy.
But the bigger one seems to be this field review for Campaign Manager emails.
This is critical. It gives the rep, the person who actually owns that account relationship, the power to approve or reject a scheduled email from a campaign.
So they have the final say.
They have the final say. It prevents mismatched messaging or sending something at the wrong time. It gives them control.
Good. Before we get to the mandatory changes, let's quickly hit these general usability features, the parity updates. I see some for SAP Concur.
Right, just bringing key functions to the browser. You can now capture information on other attendees and also attach expense receipts directly in the browser interface for your call reports.
And one for admins sending alerts.
Yep. Admins can now send iOS device push notifications to iPads and iPhones. Really useful for time-sensitive stuff, like a sudden formulary change or a critical account update.
Okay, time for the user-visible changes, the UVCs, the things that will happen automatically and that users need to be trained on. What's the big one in call reporting?
This is the most important one to communicate. The workflow is changing. After an HCP signs for a detail-only call,
okay,
the user must clear that signature before they can present any more CLM media or add any unassigned presentations to that call.
So it's a hard stop. You can't proceed until the signature is cleared.
Correct. That's a mandatory behavioral change teams need to know about before December 4th.
Noted. And a quick label change in Campaign Manager?
A small one, just for clarity. Send now is becoming activate now, and schedule send is now schedule activation.
Makes sense. And finally, a data management update for admins.
A helpful automation. Match ID stamping for accounts is now automatic. Vault CRM will update the matched field with the Open Data Viva ID all on its own.
Less manual work, better data connection. Love it.
Exactly.
So if we pull back and summarize the huge themes in 25 R3.0, it feels like there are three. First, the intelligent agentic AI suite. Just completely changing field work.
Right, with things like the pre-call agent and that critical free text agent.
Second, that strategic architectural pivot, moving CLM to the document model to unify governance.
A huge back-end change.
And third, just the expansion of the platform's reach, whether it's the new Windows beta or that highly regulated SendFax channel.
It's a release that's heavy on those foundational changes, but they have an immediate impact on the user.
Right. But, you know, that brings up a really interesting question for me, especially around that free text agent.
Oh, yeah.
We now have an AI that's designed to guarantee compliance before a rep even saves their notes.
Yeah.
But what impact is that going to have, that real-time intelligent look over the shoulder?
Yeah.
Will it change how willing a rep is to capture those really detailed, nuanced natural language observations?
That is the ultimate tension, isn't it? The safety of guaranteed compliance versus the depth of true, unfiltered insight?
Exactly. Users get this amazing confidence that they're compliant, but will that constant awareness of the AI maybe lead them to write more sanitized, generalized, and ultimately less valuable notes?
It's a fascinating question, and it's something for you all to really consider as you think about how your teams will embrace this new level of intelligent protection.